This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ilhan Omar called the airstrike that killed a heinous criminal, a person who has killed thousands of Americans and was plotting other deaths and was so brazen that he was in another country literally just walking around like, yeah, I'm the King Kong up in this mug right here. And Ilhan Omar called this airstrike a distraction by President Donald Trump. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com or the Kevin Jackson Show. .com. It all goes to the same place. A distraction. As if Donald Trump needed a distraction from kicking the Democrats' butts. I mean, what would be the distraction? I'm willing to pay to continue watching this beating, this brutalizing, you know, punt. I mean, this is ground and pound of Trump just having his way with the Democrats, having his way with the media, having his way with Nancy Pelosi and impeachment. If anybody needs a distraction, it's the Democrats. From us eating popcorn and drinking soda, watching them get their butts kicked. They have huge messes on their hand, and it's not just their miserable cast of candidates. Holy cow, we thought John McCain was bad, right? Look at this cast of misfits. Wow. Would you? Look, I'm being objective. Would you want these people to be on your side of this argument? There's not a Democrat over there that I would go, man, that guy there, woo! Even when the Democrats bring up Michelle Obama, just ask yourself, would you really want a housewife to be president of the United States? What qualifies her? What would make Democrats get excited? Ooh, but if Michelle Obama ran, boy, shoot. And what would that bring you? Does she have so much business acumen that you go, boy, she could run an economy. Boy, she would be amazing in foreign policy. There's nothing about this woman that should make you go, wow, boy, Michelle Obama. At least Republicans, first of all, we got a rock star, baby. We got a cultural warrior. Anyway, the money. These Democrats are spending, too. I love it. They got the numbers in. Bernie Sanders outraced all the candidates. Number two, I believe, was Buttigieg. Number three was... So Bernie Sanders raised $34.5 million. Buttigieg, $25 million. $24, $25 million. Biden raised $22 million. Well, Warren raised $21 million. She's number four. And Yang raised $16 million. So if you do the math on that, you know, 35, 25, so we got 60, another roughly 20, so you got 80, another roughly 20, so you got 80. I think that's 83. And then, so roughly $100 million these guys raised. Donald Trump raised something like $45 million or 50, whatever, it was something like that. Doesn't include what the RNC raised, but here's my point. Donald Trump outraised every single candidate, and guess what the Democrats are going to be doing? They're going to be spending their money attacking each other. We just took $100 million out of the race against Donald Trump. The Democrats got to go find that. And as I've repeatedly told you, two of their billionaires can't help them because they're in the race. And by the way, we didn't count the money that they've spent. I told you guys, from what I've been told, Steyer and Bloomberg have spent $200 million in digital and TV. So we've got $300 million wasted, not including previous money that they've spent. And oh, by the way, the DNC is broke. Yeah, but Trump needs a distraction. Let me just tell you something. I want to see, after all this spending, the Democrats are going to get to a final candidate. let's just call him or her a loser. And Trump is going to kick the living crap out of another loser. Here's what I want you to understand, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You are gaining confidence. Tell me, you send me letters. You know what? I got a letter from a lady the other day. A letter. I'm dating myself. I got a letter from a lady the other day. He went by horseback. It arrived. Anyway, I got this. I got an email. Let me just put this. I got a message. I don't remember where it was at. But she said, Kevin, love listening to your show because you're so optimistic. Let me tell you something, folks. If there was a reason to be pessimistic, I would tell you. I'm not going to lie to you. The reason why this show is optimistic is because we have a reason to be optimistic. We got the good Lord. The Lord is on our side. Even when Donald Trump was being prayed on, leftists were mad. Look at them. They look like a bunch of crazy people out there praying over Donald Trump. I mean, these are the people that get mad at you because you go, look, we should be protecting these unborn children. Well, how dare you protect an unborn children and there's a mother involved? It's her body. Yeah. I just want you to understand. You are a heinous individual because you want to protect the child. Donald Trump is a heinous individual because he wants to protect this nation and he's willing to do the dirty work that Barack Obama either couldn't or wouldn't do. By the way, Donald Trump didn't kill one terrorist. If you're keeping count, Donald Trump has killed two terrorists. He killed the terrorists of the previous administration, because they're nothing but a big terror group, the Democrats. And he killed Soleimani. But they say, he needs a distraction. I told you, you're gaining confidence. You're feeling better about our chances in 2020, because you should. See, because that's not all that's looming for the Democrats, all the fact that they got all this money they're spending, wasting, to pick a candidate that none of them really want. They got a lot of other problems. See, impeachment was derailed. They're now saying it's been on the shelf for so long, people are going, remind me, what's that about? The impeachment was and is derailed. Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to send it there. You know why? Because it's got nothing but bad news attached to it. These are the rules that we're going to send for impeachment. And Mitch McConnell's like, shut up with your rules. Whether they fast track it or whether they slow track it, there is no good end for the Democrats when it comes to impeachment. But worse, folks, worse. And I don't know if we're going to finish talking about the bombing. We may end up talking about it tomorrow. But here's the deal. The Durham investigation is still going on. Do you understand? Try to imagine how this is going for the Democrats when you consider that a McCabe has admitted to lying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, Sookie, Sookie. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. McCabe has admitted to lying. Yes, he's admitted to lying. I was talking to you guys earlier because Ilhan Omar, the terrorist that now represents Minnesota in Congress, she says President Trump bombed Iran, bombed Soleimani in Iraq because he needed a distraction. Yeah, Donald Trump is so concerned about what's going on with the lack of impeachment, with his poll numbers rising, with economic numbers that nobody thought were possible, with massive employment for every demographic, record-breaking employment, with the United States now being an exporter of oil, with the United States having the strongest economy in the world, the United States having negotiated trade agreements that now favor us, NATO paying its bills, and I could go on, and Donald Trump needs a distraction from what? From greatness? The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. But the news only gets better. Because forget impeachment. That's dead. It's deader than disco. Nancy Pelosi's trying to figure out a way to just make it all go away. One of these days, don't be surprised if you see in a news article that goes, what's this impeachment? We didn't vote for that. What? They're going to play dumb. tough for Democrats to play dumb because they are dumb. You, trust me, we know. It's been discovered, Democrats, you're dumb. And now we get the Durham investigation, and here's a little tidbit, folks. It cannot be good for the Democrats. Can't be good. Former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe, get this, apologized for lying to federal investigators concerning an October 2016 leak. That sounded like puberty. Leak to the Wall Street Journal about the Hillary Clinton email probe. This is what the transcripts indicated, underscoring McCabe's legal jeopardy as Attorney John Durham continues the Justice Department's criminal probe into Bureau misconduct. The transcripts specifically raise the possibility that McCabe, now a paid CNN commentator, could face a false statements charge similar to the one leveled against Michael Flynn, which is Michael Flynn was set up. McCabe blatantly lied. The account of McCabe's remarks was released by the DOJ Inspector General because of the Freedom of Information Act by Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics. The IG concluded in 2018 that McCabe, quote, lacked candor. I love when they just lied. He lacked candor when speaking to then FBI Director James Comey and DOJ Oversight and Review internal investigators about the leak to the Journal on May the 9th of 2017. In the transcripts released on Thursday, an unidentified ONR investigator asserted that McCabe had claimed, quote, he did not grant anyone permission to divulge information to the media and that he personally hadn't shared the information or granted anyone else permission to. Now, let me just stop for a second and explain to you what's going on. McCabe, who did leak the story to the Wall Street Journal, said, no, I didn't do it, and I didn't instruct anybody else to do it. But who cares about that? The real issue is, why did he do it? Why did he do it? McCabe was leaking information because he's supposed to be investigating the Clinton Foundation. And he's throwing red herrings out there. It's like when you want to go rob the store, you blow up somebody's car and everybody runs out and looks at the car and then you go into the other place and rob it. That's essentially what McCabe was doing. And he admitted it. Here's what he said. But on August 18, 2017, McCabe's story changed when he was confronted with other evidence, including emails and witness accounts that conflicted with his prior statements, a.k.a. the lies. Asked again whether he was aware of the leak to the Journal and had personally authorized it, McCabe was unequivocal. As nice as could be, he said, yep, I did. Now, they said this. The Journal story, written just days before the presidential election, focused on the FBI announcing the reopening of the Clinton investigation after finding thousands of her emails on a laptop that was Weiner's laptop. And this was Clinton's aide's husband. It says, the Journal's account of the call said a senior department official expressed displeasure to McCabe that FBI agents were looking into the Clinton Foundation and that McCabe had defended the agent's authority to pursue the issue. That leak confirmed the existence of the probe, the report said, which Comey had up to that point refused to do. So, look, I don't want to get into details of it. Here's what I want to just say. McCabe lied. He knew he lied. He went out on this thing defending himself, which, for the record, I will give McCabe this bit of credit. He said, if I go down, a bunch of people are going down. Well, guess what, folks? McCabe is going to go down. And that means a bunch of other people, certainly Comey, and many of these other folks, Lisa Page and all these little underlings that were doing his bidding, are going to go down. And then when we go down the bottom of the food chain, guess what? It's going to go back up the food chain. It's going to get beyond Comey. It's going to get to those bosses. The people who tried to pull this coup on President Trump. Now, here's what I want to shift a little, not shift, but sort of make you think about.
What is the media going to say about this? How do you cover when you've got a tainted FBI investigation, 17 counts that the IG found? You have a guy, John Durham, who can do more than just give you a report. John Durham can say, I'm going to look into these 17 accounts. And oh, by the way, I'm going to go circle back and look at these other things you said that led to these 17 errors, omissions, whatever you want to call them. And now you're starting to get to the meat of it. So I ask Carl, I ask Art, two guys who constantly, Kev, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to happen. What do you think? You think these guys, do you feel like we're moving towards justice? Oh, I know, it's glacial. It's glacial speed. It's never fast enough, right? But what have I told you? Let me remind you. Happy New Year! 2020 is the year you get vision. So Ilhan Omar may say, oh, Donald Trump needs a distraction. A distraction from what? Donald Trump is going to have so many good things to be reporting in 2020. It'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. I've already gone through all the good things about you and your personal. You're starting companies. You're taking vacations. You're saving money. You're doing all kinds of things. You're fixing things you couldn't do. You're making home repairs. You're doing what thriving people do in an economy. Canada is essentially had the biggest layoff, if you will, in a long time. And here we are thriving. New trade agreements, all this other stuff. Tax base is now making companies want to invest. And she says Trump needs distractions? Trump's got plenty to work with.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's legal team is expected to file a full brief ahead of his Senate impeachment trial that begins on Tuesday. White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the team is prepared and confident.
They're really anxious to do what was denied the president in the House proceedings. Argue the facts. People are saying that we're only talking about process. That just is not true. They're going to have a full-on defense.
A pro-Second Amendment rally is taking place outside the state capitol in Richmond, Virginia. Many are rallying against the recent gun control proposals put forth by Democratic lawmakers in the state. Philip Van Cleve is with the Virginia Citizens Defense League.
In July, when they had the special session, he admitted that his 8 bills that he was pushing, that not one of them would have stopped the shooting that happened in Virginia Beach or even in Virginia Tech.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are trying to figure out how to make some kind of hay with Donald Trump acting presidential, doing what Barack Obama supposedly had the ability to do. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if Barack Obama could have gotten Qassem Soleimani. I don't know. They say he could have. I can't believe that the United States military couldn't track this very audacious Iranian general. He seemed like he didn't care. When Trump nuked him, or bombed him, I should say, he was easy to spot. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Man. Anyway, they claimed that Donald Trump was eating ice cream. Here's an article. In the midst of all the burning hot takes from Never Trumpers, liberal commentators, and Obama Democrats alike, but I repeat myself, CNN reporter Caitlin Collins wrote a short piece on their live updates page that alerted readers as to what President Trump was eating when he found out about the successful U.S. airstrike against Qassem Soleimani. Here's what she reported. President Trump was dining at his Mar-a-Lago club, surrounded by old friends and others like House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. As meatloaf and ice cream were served, the Pentagon confirmed that the U.S. was behind the strike. The only statement from the administration through the night. I jokingly quipped, I tweeted this to Hillary Clinton. I said, hey, I don't know what you were doing at 3 a.m., but Donald Trump is doing his job, baby. Bombing terrorist. Trump was eating meatloaf and ice cream. Look, was it a swipe at him? You know, she could have said, who was that one that got fired? Because she said when Donald Trump was taking a flight over to overseas to visit the troops, she says, Donald Trump was playing golf while the troops are sitting out there in the cold or in the heat or wherever. And then it turned out Trump flew in and did a surprise visit to the troops. Was that over Christmas or Thanksgiving? Was it Thanksgiving? Anyway, yeah, but they would celebrate, the left and the media would celebrate Barack Obama. Every meal, you would see pictures of Obama taking a sip of a beer or eating a burger. Oh, my God, Barack Obama was seen on Oahu eating a burger. Oh, my God. And all the you know, TMZ would report about it. Barack Obama seen eating a burger. They showed him coming out. I'll never forget this. They showed him coming out of the surf. And he's got moobs. He doesn't even have a chest. He's got moobs. And he's 43 years old, 45 years old, whatever. He's got moobs, and these guys are fawning over a dude. He's got no six-pack. He's got a one-pack. And he's got no shirt and, of course, some shorts on. And they're like, oh, my gosh, look at that. Like he was David Hasselhoff. Oh, my gosh. If Barack Obama had done an airstrike and killed a heinous terrorist, whatever he was eating, they would put it in the Smithsonian. Anyway, here's what somebody wrote. Putting this airstrike in perspective, the scene Friday was similar to the one after Trump gave the order for American forces to carry out a missile strike on a Syrian airfield in the spring of 2017. After that strike, Trump went into great detail about the chocolate cake he had with the Chinese President Xi Jinping, who was there for a summit, when he informed him about a series of Tomahawk missiles. The news network tweeted out a link to the story with a bit about ice cream being the teaser. President Trump dined on ice cream as news of airstrike broke. These people are so tedious. They are so petty. Donald Trump took out a guy who is undoubtedly a terrorist. Undoubtedly so brazen that he was over plotting to kill American diplomats and American soldiers in broad daylight. And you know what the left is? They're mad that Donald Trump didn't let them know, or in some cases they're defending the terrorist. Here's Chuck Schumer.
Last night, the United States conducted a military operation designed to kill Major General Qasem Soleimani, a notorious terrorist. No one should shed a tear over his death. The operation against Soleimani in Iraq was conducted, however, without specific authorization and any advance notification or consultation with Congress. I'm a member of the Gang of Eight, which is typically briefed in advance of operations of this level of significance. We were not. The lack of advanced consultation and transparency with Congress was put in the Constitution, the need for advanced consultation and transparency with Congress was put in the Constitution for a reason. Because the lack of advanced consultation and transparency with Congress can lead to hasty and ill-considered decisions. When the security of the nation is at stake, decisions must not be made in a vacuum. The framers of the Constitution gave war powers to the legislature and made the executive the commander-in-chief for the precise reason of forcing the two branches of government to consult with one another when it came to matters of war and of peace. It is paramount for administrations to get an outside view to prevent groupthink and rash action, to be asked probing questions, not from your inner and often insulated circle, but from others, particularly Congress, which forces an administration, before it acts, to answer very serious questions. The administration did not consult in this case, and I fear that those very serious questions have not been answered and may not be fully considered.
You always got to ask yourself this question with these stinky Democrats is, did you do it under Clinton when he bombed an aspirin factory, when he was trying to distract from his issues with, Lewinsky? Did you do it with Barack Obama when he was bombing people and droning people? Of course not. This is a typical double standard. No specific authorization, no advance notification. I'm a member of the Gang of Eight. I need to know. I tweeted and many people shared my views on this. I said, why would the president notify Congress? He might as well notify terrorists. He might as well call up somebody in the Middle East and go, hey, listen, just out of curiosity, what do you guys think about me bombing Soleimani in Iraq? What do you think? Who's he going to tell? Is he going to tell Ilhan Omar? Is he going to tell Nasheeb? All these other, whoever these, look, tell me who he could tell. Who can he confide in? The people that are trying a coup against him? It's funny. Schumer goes on to talk about lack of transparency, the security of the nation. What do you think happens when a president says, I'm going to take out somebody that wants to kill diplomats and has killed thousands of U.S. soldiers with his tactics? What do you think he's thinking about? And I love how Schumer goes, you can't be making these decisions in a vacuum. Yeah, because Trump just woke up one morning and went,
I think I'm going to kill Soleimani. Let's see if we can track him down and find him. I think, Chuck, the president didn't make this decision in a vacuum. I think his newly formed military that actually loved this country says, Mr. President, we've been tracking one of the top terrorists in Iran. He happens to be in Iraq, yada, yada, yada. They can't. See, what I love about what happens in these types of situations is you get a chance to see the Democrats for who they are. That's what happens. You get to understand they don't care about this country. Is Donald Trump made, well, I'll let you hear what he said about Pelosi.
She hates the Republican Party. She hates all of the people that voted for me and the Republican Party. And she's desperate to do. Look, she got thrown out as Speaker once before. She lost like 63 seats, 61 or 63, tremendous, a record-setting number of seats. I think it's going to happen again. She's doing a tremendous disservice to the country. She's not doing a good job. And some people think that she doesn't know what she's doing. A lot of people think that. A lot of people have said it.
Democrats have one goal, folks, who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. One goal. Get rid of Trump. They don't care how good he is. They don't care that he's doing what he's protecting the nation. He's protecting the troops. They don't care. Let me tell you, Donald Trump is more ready for war with Iran. There is no better time in history for the United States to go to war with Iran. No better time. Many countries can't stand what's going on in Iran. And in fact, Iraqis were dancing in the streets and Syrians were dancing in the streets when they knew that this guy Soleimani had been killed. Dancing in the streets, grateful for America. Democrats, on the other hand, were flying the flag at half mast for this terrorist. If you don't get, folks, why you need to fight like your children's lives depend on it, just look at the reaction of these Democrats after the killing of a terrorist, a person who has killed thousands of Americans. Look at their reaction and then tell me, Kev, you're just overstating it, man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's a recurring theme with the Democrats on President Trump killing Soleimani. They're all saying this thing like, well, he was a bad guy. And we played this humor clip earlier, but I'm only going to play this one piece because I want you to hear that there's this recurring theme.
Last night, the United States conducted a military operation designed to kill Major General Qasem Soleimani, a notorious terrorist. No one should shed a tear over his death. The operation against Soleimani in Iraq was conducted, however.
I stopped it there for a reason. We killed a bad guy. Nobody should shed a tear. However. However what? What is it? What could you possibly tell me about somebody who has done mortal damage? I mean, damaged America, hurt Americans in so many ways. And by the way, not just Americans. Syrians, Iraqis, spreading terror all over the world. And you've got a but. However. However what? It's ridiculous. But he's not the only one saying this.
Now, no one ought to shed a tear for General Qasem Soleimani, who is behind attacks and destabilizing efforts across the region. But if there is one thing we have learned in our modern times about U.S. involvement abroad, it's that when you don't have a plan or know what you're doing, when you act when there could have been another way, taking out a bad guy is not necessarily a good idea.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Buttigieg giving you the same song and dance where nobody's going to shed a tear. See, that's the talking point. Let's all acknowledge that it was a good kill, okay? But let's put the butt in. And in the case of Buttigieg, well, guess what? This little town mayor, he would have had another alternative. Maybe we shouldn't have killed him. Trump acted unhinged, right? He jumped the gun. He should have gotten permission. Why are we paying it? Why are we letting him do this? Isn't he in violation of something? Can't we impeach him? That's what they want. They cannot let him live on the idea that this was one of the top. This is the equivalent of killing Osama bin Laden, where it was a very different reaction from the left. For the record, when I learned that Osama bin Laden was killed, I didn't care that it was on Obama's watch. I didn't care that he got the credit. What I did find interesting was how much credit he took. People are like, it was such a big deal that he pulled the trigger. I'm like, are you kidding me? My kid, I don't know how old he was at the time, but if he was 5 years old and you woke him up and said, hey, listen, we've got a bead on Osama bin Laden. We know I'd take him out. My son would have said, my 5-year-old kid would have been like, well, take him out. What are you waking me up for? Take him out. They made it sound like it was such a critical decision. No, it wasn't. Now, you could argue, well, it was in Pakistan. We were going to have to sneak in. I don't care. We give these people money. We pretty much have bought our way to go in any country we want and do what we want. I know that may make some people mad. I don't really care. Take me off the air. Do me a favor. Look, they left, don't want, cannot possibly let Donald Trump take credit for essentially getting Iran in check. And that's what he's done. He's gotten Iran in check. And here's what the president said, because he wanted to be very clear. We didn't start this.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war. I have deep respect for the Iranian people. They are a remarkable people with an incredible heritage and unlimited potential. We do not seek regime change. However, the Iranian regime's aggression in the region, including the use of proxy fighters to destabilize its neighbors, must end, and it must end now. The future belongs to the people of Iran, those who seek peaceful coexistence and cooperation, not the terrorist warlords who plunder their nation to finance bloodshed abroad.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's Kevin Jackson's show. Trump warned him. He warned terrorists all over the world. And here's what he said at the time.
Sneaky, dirty, underhanded people that want to kill our civilians. They want to go after our civilians. They want to kill not only our civilians, all over the world. And it's going to be stopped. It's going to be stopped. Somebody criticized me the other day because they asked me what I do, and I said, I'm going to bomb the out of them. It's true. I don't care. They've got to be stopped.
They got to be stopped. I love going back to the Buttigieg deal where he says, you know, while we needed to take the guy out, you have to have a strategy. I want to just focus on that for just a bit. You have to have a strategy. How could Donald Trump possibly have a strategy? Well, I give you that clip. I'm going to bomb the beep out of them. I'm going to stop them. They've got to be stopped. If I do prosecute a war, I'm just giving you Trumpisms, Trump quotes. If we are going to enter a war, we are going to enter it to win it. Donald Trump doesn't have a strategy? Really? So I mentioned earlier about the Rial. I'm going to get into this tomorrow because we don't have time today. I'm going to talk about the strategy of Donald Trump. Began the moment he got elected. When he said, we are not going to be kicked around. We are not going to honor any agreements that don't live up to what's going to be a safer world and making America great. Period. And here's what he said, and here was the beginning of his strategy.
Iran's military budget has grown by almost 40%, while its economy is doing very badly. After the sanctions were lifted, the dictatorship used its new funds to build nuclear-capable missiles, support terrorism, and cause havoc throughout the Middle East and beyond. The agreement was so poorly negotiated that even if Iran fully complies, the regime can still be on the verge of a nuclear breakout in just a short period of time. The deal's sunset provisions are totally unacceptable. If I allowed this deal to stand, there would soon be a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. Everyone would want their weapons ready by the time Iran had theirs. Making matters worse, the deal's inspection provisions lack adequate mechanisms. In just a short period of time, the world's leading state sponsor of terror will be on the cusp of acquiring the world's most dangerous weapons. Therefore, I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal.
That act, in and of itself, was the strategy. That was step one of the strategy. It happened in, I believe, 2017. The president practically immediately said, bad deal, worst negotiation you could have, and he removed this. And let me tell you, I'm not going to talk about it today because we have too much to try to fit into there. And, we only have a couple minutes left. But the point is, for Buttigieg and all these people going, well, what's your strategy? What's he going to do? How's it going to work? It's already working. What President Trump had to do was he had to undo the stupid strategy of Barack Obama, number one, and he alluded to it. Barack Obama gave billions of dollars to a rogue regime, a regime who was spreading terror. Not even a question of were they doing it. Let me just kind of help you put this in perspective. They've been describing Soleimani, right? He's been doing this for decades. This didn't start under Trump's watch in the last 3 years. Soleimani's been doing what he did the entire time that Barack Obama was president. Susan Rice came out and said, we never had a chance to get him. No. Instead, you gave money to the regime. All these Democrats are now telling you, he was right. We're right to take him out. We were right to take him out. Well, if we're right to take him out now, why weren't we right to take him out in 2015? In 2014 under Obama's watch. You get what I'm saying? They know this. They know that this man should have been killed and Barack Obama didn't do his job. Donald Trump had to do his job.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.